Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. That it's all another ordinary. David was, if Thank you. And Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 to 18 says, "And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, as your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." So fasting is a secret declaration to yourself and your Heavenly Father that you want more of what He has to give you. It's a private plea for the abundant life that can only be found in more of God and less of the world. And God responds to our pleas with His glory and grace, causing the cares of the world to pale in comparison to the abundance of God's love. There's something powerful that takes place when we willingly surrender satisfaction in the world to make space for more of God. God loves to respond to our hunger, and His patience, He waits for us to cry out to Him and bring us into the fullness of what He has for us. But in His pursuit of us, He constantly whispers from His Spirit to ours, beckoning us to give up the rags of this world for the riches that come through life, death, and the resurrection of Jesus. So whether you're fasting, food, entertainment, relationships, or anything else to make space more of God, the intention of God is fasting is to fill you up to overflow. It is an intention to realign your life to position you consistently receive all He has for you. It is an intention to transform the pains of separation from whatever you're fasting into deep prayers for more of His goodness. So may you be honest with yourself and be filled with desire to fast from that which stands in the way of you truly living the abundant life. So meditate on God's desire for fasting. If you allow truth to form your perspective on the age-old discipline. Ezra chapter 8, verse 23, "So we fasted and implored God for this, and He listened to our entreaty." So what do you need to fast? What's holding you back from the fullness that God longs to give you? What could you give up to create more space for a relationship with Him? Be honest with yourself and God and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal places in your life that need the transformation that comes from fasting. Commit to fasting whatever you feel would be beneficial for you. You don't have to start with too much. This isn't meant to be a religious exercise, but rather an action performed out of longing for more of God. Ask the Spirit to see you through this process. Ask Him to strengthen you as you become weak. 19th century author Andrew Murray once said, "Prayer is reaching out after the unseen. Fasting is letting go of all that is seen and temporal. Fasting helps express, deepen, and confirm the resolution that we are ready to sacrifice anything, or even ourselves, to attain what we seek for the kingdom of God." So may you discover the wealth of goodness that can accompany letting go of the weight of this world through fasting, and may you resolve your experience all that God has for you in Christ and cares of the world slip away. I highly suggest you read Acts chapter 13, and it'll bring this devotional more into life. Amen. Now, this brings us to the most important question of all, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. You will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long and dusty road, never knowing which way to go or which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in life and you need to. Maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something worse, such as an addiction to drugs or alcohol, pornographic material, or gambling, overeating. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order for Him to do so, He's got to know you. If He doesn't know you, He can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply pray this prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I'm so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Okay, let's play some more music.
Nothing but sadness my mind. I don't wanna run, no, I Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. Yeah.
Thank you.
like the music so much. Oh, right. Okay. Well, let's get into the prophetic word for the day. The Bible says today you are not merely human. You are a new creation. I had to make you a new creation in order to give you access to my glory. You are a new creation, a new species altogether. That is why I called the last Adam and the second man and concluded the merely human race by the death of the cross. Sin was extinguished on the cross, and I made it possible for you to cross the threshold from which was cursed to that which is blessed of God. You've been translated from the domain of darkness into the fullness of reality of my kingdom. You have passed from darkness to light this day. You have passed from death into life. If death cannot hold me, it will never hold you. Even sickness cannot hold you, says God. For sickness is limited death. Sickness, is, if it had its way in your body, would take you down to the grave. Resist sickness as you resist the devil himself. While sickness originates with the devil. I can never give you sickness because I don't have any. There's no sickness in heaven. Where must I go to get sickness if those uninformed scribes and Pharisees are correcting and punishing my faithfulness in such a way? I never choose sickness for you. I never choose death or disability for you. I know what I have chosen. What are you choosing? Choose life, says God, and life more abundantly. For it is life from death that the cross is all about. And I say to you, live and know that your miracle is now. Amen. And this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. Okay, let's answer some calls.
Goodbye.
Seaman. Cece.
Good one, you're on the air.
Cece.
Okay, well. Okay. Well, anyway. Yeah, okay. All right. Let's see.
I don't know. They were harassing him in the chat room earlier. He may be all cussed out now.
Hey, Doug, what's up?
Hey, Ken, how are you?
All right, how you doing?
Doing good.
That's good to
hear. Why you kick me out? Am I not a troll enough for you?
Oh, nobody kicked you out of the chat room. Ken doesn't kick out anybody.
Okay, I got kicked out the last two shows.
No, you didn't. Sorry, not from this end. Ken doesn't kick people out.
All right, well, you're a lying piece of shit, and go fuck yourself. How's that?
But fuck you, too.
Don't worry about me anymore. Don't worry about me anymore on your show, bitch.
Have a drink on me. Bye.
Okay.
We kicked DC2 before. No, Ash, we never kicked DC2 out. We just didn't take his phone calls. There's a difference.
Victory. Okay. Well, I'm going to say goodnight, everybody.
Oh.
God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. Come back and see me Thursday.
Bye-bye.
I was
having fun.
What, you want to say something?
No, you're going to turn off the show. It's your show. I just thought I'd call coming here to see what was going on with all that noise that was playing earlier. Oh, you forgot to announce your show.
Oh.
Ash is absolutely right.
Oh, I said I was going to do a Thursday show. She said I'm not going to do a Thursday show. Okay, well, anyway, God bless everybody. Talk to you later. Okay? God bless.